The Demos, the Jewish population in Israel today is not the same as it used to be. So the original plan was it was going to be basically an Ashkenazi state.
Right.
So they couldn't get enough Ashkenazis, particularly from the United States, where almost none wanted to go to Israel. So they ended up bringing in all these Arab Jews from Iraq and Egypt and Yemen and other places in the Middle East. And their IQ level is not as high as the European Jews. So when the Mizrahi, these Oriental Jews, won the 77 election, essentially, in Israel, you kind of had a move from the more intelligent, more subtle, more crafty Ashkenazis who had a higher average IQ and had lived among Europeans rather than Arabs and were more familiar kind of with a higher culture, they kind of like lost. So the average IQ of Israel is only like 92 as opposed to, it's, you know, like 103 or so for Central European countries like Italy or Germany. And the main reason is because these Oriental Jews bring down the IQ, and they've kind of basically become the dominant way of thinking. They've become much more Oriental, much more barbarous, and less subtle in their ways of working. So you can compare those people like Smotrich and others, you know, the kind of style in Israel. They're not, you know, the crafty people like Kaganovich, who was in the Soviet Politburo from 1930 to 1957, or Naftali Frankel, who worked his way up from being a prisoner in Solovetsky to being one of the high-ranking members in the Gulag under Matvey Berman and heading up the rail construction all the way until his retirement in 1946. So there's a shift, really. They've lost the ability to, I think, intellectually, to have a subtle propaganda campaign. The only thing they can do now is the hammer.
Interesting. Flood, your thoughts?
I like this idea. I'd love to kind of expand on it, because the idea of kind of brain draining the Eastern European Jews and kind of leaving the Mongoloid Jews to kind of take over Israel, while they come to New York and enjoy what, you know, like Hollywood and take over the media and all the banking and all that kind of stuff, they really actually just kind of stricken a blow against Zionism by you know, allowing these Mongoloid Jews to get so carried away that now the world sees them for what they are. And when you mentioned righteous retribution, I think is what you're getting at. I do believe that is on the horizon. I think that they're not. I don't think there's going to be a 111 after 110 countries have you know, gotten rid of them, so to speak. But I think maybe I'm a little fanciful. Nonetheless, they've all got to go. They're proving that Hitler was right, and that the more admixed a race becomes, the dumber it becomes. And they're just enjoying the fruits of disregarding Adolf Hitler on that.